This is Successful Soccer Podcast, episode number 5, No Hands, the Goalkeeper Edition. Hello, I'm your host, Jeffrey Pomeranka, and this is the Successful Soccer Podcast. The website is successfulsoccer.com. For those of you who listened to episode 4, I hope it didn't sound too off to you. When I re-listened to it, it sounded a little off to me. Perhaps I was a little rushed, but who knows. Anyways, today I'd like to say hello to Mike Van Voren. I hope I'm not butchering your name too much. Anyways, hello, Mike. We've had a nice email conversation about a couple different things, mostly about how clumsy it is to try and find the Successful Soccer Podcast. The way that I can say is if you go to successfulsoccer.com, I think that's probably the easiest. It is also available in iTunes. If you search the podcasts for soccer, I believe it usually comes up as the third one down. So look for it. Look for maybe my name, Jeffrey Pomeranka. It's usually easy to spot, and not a whole lot of those. Mike also said that it's not in the sports section. If you click on the guy doing the bicycle kick, going to assume that section is for podcasts that are probably a little more popular than this one, getting a little more downloads. We are growing, and I do appreciate all your referrals, but I don't know if or how long it'll take for Successful Soccer to become popular enough to be listed in one of the top levels of iTunes. I don't know. I don't even know if my server could handle it if we did. Did discover, though, after kind of doing some research, again, I enjoy technology, but I'm not the most experienced with all this, but I did find out after I got my TiVo back from the repair shop, the home network and the newest TiVo software that you can get, you can download any podcast through TiVo and watch it or listen to it, I guess, on your TV, which is kind of cool, geeky, I guess, but cool. For those of you looking for other ways to listen to podcasts or other blogs and RSS feeds that you want, I like Mozilla Thunderbird, which not only does RSS stuff well, but is also a great email client. And one more thing to Mike, please make sure you say hello to Matthew, your son, and tell him to keep on playing soccer, especially when he goes and hangs out with you as you're playing. I think it's especially beneficial for kids to play with people who are older and more experienced, maybe a little better than they are. I know that I still have memories when I was 4 or 5 playing with my dad's probably around 16, under 16 team. They used to make up a small size goal and put me in that, and they'd play large goal to one end and down to my little 4 foot goal on the other. Obviously had some impact. Made me enjoy the game. One of the things that I always will remember is playing with my dad's, these guys who I thought were giants. But anyways, on to the podcast today. As I did say, it's a goalkeeper edition, but the title might be a little misleading when I say no hands. This has been a big point of debate between me and some of my keepers is whether or not a goalkeeper should use their hands to push themselves off the ground. I personally say no. Learn to get up quickly and not use your hands. Most of the keepers I've had don't want to do it, especially Jeremy. Jeremy loved to argue about everything and anything, so I don't think that really counts. A lot of the goalkeepers don't want to do it, maybe with the exception of Eric Moore, who's senior year at WashU at 2005, probably one of the best at getting up without using his hands that I've seen. Anyways, a little reasoning for this. Imagine that if the ball's out in front of you, if your hands are off the ground, you can get them to the ball faster, and getting your hands to the ball faster are going to keep it out, have a better chance of keeping it out of the net. So while you're body is doing the work of getting you up off the ground, assuming you're on the ground, just making a save. Your hands are moving to the ball while your body is getting up. And then if, let's say the ball isn't free, but if an attacker has the ball, as your body is getting up, then you can use both hands to cover more area and get your hands moving to make the save while your body, your legs, and your abs are getting you up off the ground. I've seen many goals scored when the keeper made the save, but unfortunately couldn't hold on to the ball, and as a result, the ball's put in the back of the net off of a rebound. I'm sure everyone's seen that. And frequently, this is a result that the keeper just doesn't know how to get up quickly after making the initial save, that the keeper's not able to hold on to. I mean, it would be wonderful if all keepers would be able to hold on to every single save that they made, every single shot, or at least, you know, parry the ball out of danger, but it's not realistic and not always practical. Sometimes a keeper's just lucky to get some part of their body on the ball to block the shot. But with anything, so with anything, you need to add this to the training. You want the keepers, and keepers need to be able to do these things without thinking about it. And without the training, a keeper won't be able to do it in a game, so make sure that this is something that you add to your training all the time. It might be the difference between making the save and allowing a goal. And as I like to tell the keepers I work with, the difference between winning the championship game 1-0 and losing 2-1 can be two world-class saves by a goalkeeper. So think about that. Now that I've ranted on about this for a couple minutes, the how-to is rather simple. Let's make the assumption that the goalkeeper just dove to the keeper's right. So he's lying on the keeper's right side. Their right leg is on the ground. Their right arm is lowered to the ground. The way to get up quickly without using your hands is to quickly kick out and like you're straightening your left leg. So the one that's higher up, it'll always be the higher up leg that you're going to kick out quickly and build up momentum going in that direction. So to the keeper's left. As you do this, you're going to build your momentum. You're going to get your body moving to the left, and then you need your abs to do the rest of the work. That's probably why Eric, who I mentioned earlier, was so good at it. I think he had fairly strong core muscles, not necessarily just good at doing sit-ups, but his whole core was strong. So, keepers, you gotta make sure you have strong, well-developed core. We'll get to that maybe in a future podcast. Anyways, so as you're lying on your right side, your right leg is down on the ground, you're kicking your left leg up, and then you're bending your right knee to get your right foot underneath the center of your body as much as possible. Your shoulder, your abs are, and your core is pulling your shoulders up to your left leg's kicking out, and your right leg is getting underneath you to pop up. And that's kind of all it really is. It takes a little bit of practice. Not always the easiest thing, but with the right technique, anybody can do it. I've even in the past couple years trying to teach the show the freshman goalkeepers, it is possible for even someone who hasn't been playing goal for a number of years to do it, as long as they're using the proper technique and have a little bit of strength in their abs. If you think about it, the more force that you use in your upper leg as you're kicking it out, and the quicker you get your lower leg underneath, the more momentum you'll have going up, and the quicker you'll be able to pop up. But with anything, it takes practice and practice and practice. I would recommend that every day when you warm up, you go through this. A lot of keepers like to sit down or kneel or squat. I would recommend my structure is to start sitting and then squatting and then, or sitting and then kneeling and then squatting and then standing, and that's and going down for dives on each side. That's the personal warm-up that I like to have my keepers do. And when you're doing these kind of things, these warm-up dives, work on getting up without using your hands. Do it every day in warm-up. and then slowly pick one drill each practice that you focus on getting up without using your hands. Slowly add it to every time you're in the net, and before you know it, you will not need your hands to get up off the ground. Now, not only will this help you get to the rebounds quicker, because I'd like to say maybe your goalkeepers will never give up a rebound, but what it can also do is it'll help you get up quickly and result in a quicker transition from defense to offense. Now, when your team transitions from defense to offense, that means the other team has to transition from offense to defense. So maybe you can catch them, or maybe you can just get the other team to focus more on defense quickly if they know that the keeper's up and attacking right away. But again, we'll save that for another podcast sometime in the future. Be sure to keep constantly working on this. Develop your abs, build those core muscles, get your top leg kicking out, your bottom leg underneath you popping up, and before you know it, you won't have to waste time thinking about how to do it. It'll just happen, and you'll find yourself being a more successful keeper. As always, thanks for listening. Be sure to send me your feedback. Either leave a message on the blog at successfulsoccer.com or send an email to feedback@successfulsoccer.com. I'd like to say thanks to my brother-in-law, Jeff Woolsey, I always screw up his name, for the music, Freak Now. You can get a hold of him at sonicduderanch.com. And until the next time on Successful Soccer, this is Jeffrey Pomeranka. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.